here on Care Radio, getting you set for game number two of our triple header here this afternoon in Valley Falls. The host Dragons awaiting the winner of semifinal number two between Donovan West and Oskaloosa, with the regional championship looming in a matter of hours. Again, good afternoon, a nice day in Valley Falls. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Ray Pinning in studio. 3-seed Donovan West Mustangs, 2-seed Oskaloosa Bears. Let's get you the lineup cards for game number two here today. The Mustangs, a record of 17-6, and the lineup looks like this here against the Bears. Dustin Beach, junior center fielder, leads things off. Colter Peterson, the junior shortstop, he'll bat second. Cooper Everly, senior pitcher, and Fort Scott commit, he is on the mound and batting third. Aiden Paulino in the cleanup spot, the junior catcher. Preston Pace, freshman third baseman, bats fifth. Taven Clary, a sophomore first baseman, bats sixth. Kaysen Keller, freshman second baseman, bats seventh. Brett Heim, the junior left fielder, bats eighth. And William Kunert, the freshman DH, batting ninth, rounding things out with Rucker Haring, the flex, a freshman and defensively in right field. So again, for the Mustangs, it's Veach, Peterson, Everly, Paulino, Pace, Clary, Keller, Heim, and Kunert, with Haring again out in right field defensively. For the two seed and runner-up finishers in the NEKL, the Oskaloosa Bears, an 18-6 mark, or correction, a third-place finish behind Valley Falls and Riverside. They go like this here in this semifinal today. Hunter Miller, the pitcher, will lead things off. Barrett Heston bats second. He will catch. Carter Boyd bats third. He's at first base. Carter Sabelka in the cleanup spot. He'll be in left field. Michael Skurdo at second base. He'll bat fifth. Tanner Haynes, the center fielder, he will bat sixth. Preston Warbritt in the DH, he'll bat seventh. Evan Dome in right field, he bats eighth. And Cash Perry, the shortstop, rounding it out in the ninth spot with Joe Cabus, the third baseman in the flex, out there defensively. So again, for Oskaloosa, Miller, Heston, Boyd, Sabelka, Skurdo, Haynes, Warbritt, Dome, and Perry, with Cabus defensively at third base. Again, Jake, Brandon, Ray, all with you. Excited to be here. It was all Valley Falls in game number one, blanking Jefferson County North 7-0. And these two teams battling it out. Two good pitchers on the bump today with a right to move on to the regional title here in a couple of hours.
This is definitely a game that, you got to play your best pitcher at this point. Got to get to that title game. Two very, very high-quality teams, and two teams that are trying to get that spot against Valley Falls in the title game a little bit later on tonight. Here's the thing. People like to look ahead, and they think, man, Valley Falls is coming up. They're going to be throwing Trenton Van Houten down there. That game doesn't matter right now because you got to get there first.
Right.
So both these teams have got to pitch their best pitchers, make sure you stay in the proper situations. And I think this game is a game that we're going to go seven innings. We're going to go who's got the better baseball plays that are getting made here today. I think we're going to see some opportunities for maybe some interesting decisions, a hit and run, a bunt and run, maybe a squeeze play. I'd love me to see some squeeze plays. See if we can have anything like that happen today.
Again, this is a 2-3 matchup in the semifinals. It's Oskaloosa, the 2-seed, in the all-white home uniforms, red numerals and lettering trimmed in blue with the blue pinstripes on the jersey tops and the pants. Mustangs, the road orange tops with gray pants, a singular blue stripe down the side. Mustangs in cursive in blue across the chest. Numerals blue as well with the white trim. It is Hunter Miller on the mound here for Oskaloosa. Dustin Veach, Colter Peterson, and Cooper Everly, keys to today's game.
I think for right now, let's start with Oskaloosa, the home team. This is a team that, you got a great pitcher on the bump right now in Miller. He's looking good when he's warming up. But I think a big thing is, can you keep Donovan West off the base paths? And what I mean by that is you can give up some hits. You can give up maybe the extra base hits. But once they get there, don't let them get free passes. Don't let them move up freely. Oskaloosa, again, as a 2-seed, this is a team that is expected, if you will, from the outside looking in, to match up with Valley Falls in a rematch of a Northeast Kansas League matchup. But they've got to take care of their business, do the little things right behind Miller. Now, for Donovan West, again, you're the underdog. You're coming into this one. You're not in the same league as these teams that are in this regional. They don't know a whole lot about you. You got the opportunity to play spoiler. And I think what I'm excited to see from them is this first round through. Can they get five guys to the plate? And the reason why five is the number for me, if you got five guys go to the plate, you average 4 to 5 pitches per batter. So that's 20 pitches you're going to tap on to your starting pitcher for Oskaloosa. Can you get that to where that's kind of your pace in this game? because then that pitcher's only going to be going five innings. Then maybe you can make hay in the final two. I'm curious to see these first five batters to start off this game.
Well, both these teams were dominant last week in their quarterfinal matchups, and starting with Donovan West, a 10-0 win in the quarterfinals against Maranatha Christian Academy, and Oskaloosa, a 13-1 win against KC Christian. Here's the lefty, junior left or center fielder, beg your pardon, and Dustin Veach. Hunter Miller kicks and fires high and away for ball one. Game two is underway. Valley Falls patiently awaiting in the regional title game.
You mentioned Veach, Peterson, Everly, the first three, but again, can D. West get the pace in this opening lineup?
Pitch by Miller over the plate, but a little bit upstairs. Two balls and no strikes here on Dustin Veach, the junior center fielder for the Donovan West Mustangs. Up in the box from the left side, jersey number 11, and Miller's next pitch in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes.
Just in case people at home don't realize, again, same umpires that we had earlier on, just in different positions now. New home plate umpire.
Figured taken all the way. It's in there on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Now 3-1. Well, these two teams have the same amount of losses. Oski just one more win in that column. 3-1, right down Broadway. So from 3-0, Miller comes right back with a couple of fastballs and the count full here to lead off the game.
And Miller's settling in here. Haven't seen an off-speed pitch from him yet. Can't imagine we'd see one here with a count full.
Three balls, two strikes. First batter of the game. And just swinging and fouling it away is Dustin Veach. Pitch number 6 now, moving on. Pitch number 7 in the opening AB.
Remember, I was talking about 20 pitches per inning as a batter. 7 here on this very first one.
Well, if you take anything away from this at-bat by Veach, you know you have certainly put that number up here early on. Another 3-2. It's hit out to left center field, slicing down for a base hit. Sabelka cuts it off, gets it in quickly. So a lengthy at-bat, positive for D. West, the leadoff single.
Great job there. Piece of hitting there by Veach. Had his foot down, nice short step, hands through, went opposite field on that one. And Miller, a little bit frustrated after getting up that single to lead off this game.
Here's junior shortstop and Coulter Peterson, the first righty to step in. This Donovan West Mustang squad. A lot of these guys play in the Legion summer teams and keeping their play throughout the course of the summer, even though the spring season is concluded. So a lot of experience here on the 17-6 Mustangs roster. Miller, first time out of the stretch, turn, runner takes off, and now it's thrown out into center field, and it keeps Veach on the path. He was destined to be tagged out, but an errant throw, and Veach into second safely.
Able to move up on that E1 right there. Miller, pretty good move. I mean, he was listening to his coaches. They told him to step off because Veach went on first movement there.
And now the umpire's meeting between home and first. As of right now, an error has Veach at second base as Peterson patiently awaits to see the first pitch of the at-bat from Hunter Miller. Now, are they talking about potentially a balk here, which, again, wouldn't change a bunch with the runner at second, or it would maybe change the official scoring there?
It could change the official scoring, but, you know, I didn't see Miller break towards home at all. He went straight up with the knee kick and stayed parallel, so I think he was okay on that.
Well, as it stands right now, let's see what the call is. And I think it's going to hold true, but the Oskaloosa coaching staff wants an explanation. So maybe that's not what the official call was. So an early back and forth between the coaches and the umpires here regarding runner at second base.
Yeah, I mean, we got both actual coaches that are upset with the call by the umpires right now. We got Paulino that's frustrated based off of, I think, what he's trying to say is that his runner was then not allowed to keep going from second to third on that throw into the outfield. So maybe they did initially call it a balk.
Well, let's see what the...
So now we...
Who would have thought? Two batters into the game, we'd have both coaches a little bit fired up.
And they're talking to each other right now as the three umpires are going to get together. And we got the two coaches standing side by side in foul territory down the third base line. And umpires all coming together now and... Miller's got to keep himself loose. This is a long delay here. What are we, six pitches into this game?
Already a few minutes into this quick pause in the action. So
yeah.
Giving us a chance. Thank once again, Ray Penning in studio. Jake Brandon with you here First base side behind home plate here in Valley Falls. Again, the Dragons top notch in game one, 7-0 defeat over Jefferson at County North. So the Dragons trying to get back to state. They'll get the winner of this one in the championship around 6:30 or so. Now you've got both coaches, all three umpires between home and third.
Man, I think next year, regional baseball, we're going to get a Bluetooth microphone and slap it on the home plate umpire so we can get that inside scoop, because I can't hear anything because they're now, they were kind of.
I don't think all the conversation is going to be PG-13, maybe, but
well,
maybe it's not ideal for the listenership. But
yeah, we'll just hold it back for Ray back in the studio. Have a bleep button ready, and
Ray will just jump on when we need him to. But we continue to have a conversation with the coaches and the umpires regarding a misplayed throw to second by Hunter Miller, which allowed Beach to get there. So what we thought initially was an error, but maybe. Thinking out loud that maybe a balk was initially called, which didn't allow Beach to maybe have a hampering for third base.
And keep in mind, I mean, what started this whole deal was, again, Beach is up first, Miller's out of the stretch, he kicks to come home, but he kept his, again, from our angle here, we're behind home plate, so not the best angle, but didn't look like he broke towards home at all. You could hear from his coaching staff telling him to step off, so he spun to second base. Here's the conversation that they are also having is that some people will say that you can't throw to an empty base as a pitcher. You know, if you're going to pick somebody off, you got to throw towards first in order to get that pickoff, make it a legal pickoff move. But you cannot throw it to second. I think that's what the Donovan West angle is of this. Oscaloosa's angle, I'm guessing, is maybe they're wanting a balk. I'm not sure. Regardless, after all that conversation, Brandon,
I think it's a balk.
We're going to keep it in as Beach is at second base. Official scoring. Well, we'll know at the end of the game.
Well, the umpire was talking for a minute with Hunter Miller there, so maybe going through that. Either way, Beach at second base, nobody out. Coulter Peterson steps in, first pitch by Miller. Boy, didn't miss a beat there. Right down Broadway for strike one.
Hard fastball right there by Miller. And yeah, after a long delay like that, you like to see that the kids are still ramped up.
Yeah, one. Just missed touch upstairs, and it's 1-1.
That was a really good two-seam fastball by Miller. It started in the middle of the plate, kind of tailed off to the outside portion just a little too far.
Runner at second base and nobody out. Top one. Mustangs trying to strike first. Next pitch a little bit low, and it's 2-1. It's Mustangs team. Again, beat Maranatha Christian Academy in the quarters last week. 10-0 was that final. Mustangs come in winning 5 of their last 6. Next pitch, outside corner, catching it for a called strike. Now 2-2.
Evening the count. Miller, again, throwing hard. Have yet to see an off-speed pitch from him. Throwing nothing but fastballs.
That's a heater on dial. There's another heater, and it's a swing and a miss by Peterson. And down he goes for out number one here today. Now the first strikeout for Hunter Miller. And now Cooper Eberle, a veteran senior, and pitching today for the Mustangs. Fort Scott Community College commit. Has a chance to break a scoreless tie here in the away first. Miller fires. Runner takes off. It's in there for a called strike. Good throw. Good tag. Out applied. Out number two in the inning. What a throw by Heston.
Amazing throw. A great pitch from Miller for an easy throw. And a great tag as well down there at third base by Cabas.
Boy, nicely done, and a big second out recorded. It clears the base pass, and now it's empty. The 0-1 count on Eberle. Next pitch comes in outside for ball one. So an opportunity maybe going by the wayside here for the Mustangs unless Eberle can get on. Good swing, but a miss there, and it's quickly 1-2. So Miller is dialing up nothing but heat here in this opening frame. Really settled in since that break. Now he took a little bit off and just missed the outside corner. What bend there with still good pace behind it.
Yep, good hard slider right there from Miller. Just off the plate.
2-2 here to Eberle. Is hit up the middle and back out into center field for a base knock. Sounded like he caught the end part of the bat, but muscling it out there, Eberle is at first with 2 down.
You got to think again. You like being aggressive on the base paths and have that runner Veach stayed at second base.
Uh-oh. That could be a run.
Could have been a run there. Caught stealing at third. D. West having a reset here. Brings up Big catcher Paulino.
A junior catcher. Can always respect someone who rocks jersey number 99. Decent lead for Everly at first. He's got good athleticism over there, and Miller knows it, throws it that way, and ball kicks away, and chasing it is Boyd, and Everly scampers up, rounding second base, but another throwing error there, and Everly up into scoring position with two down.
Here from the Oski faithful as well, reminding Miller, hey, you got two outs. Nothing crazy here, but again, speed on the bases. You're seeing it early here by Donovan West.
Runner at second base, two down here in the top of the first. Aiden Paulino steps in from the right side, fairly straight up with the stance. First pitch by Miller.
Off speed.
Cuts in there for a strike.
Great, great pitch there from Miller. Kind of locked up Paulino.
I should also mention that Hunter Miller out there on the mound, rocking some shades. And now this is hit out towards the gap in right center field, and this is trouble. It's going to two-hop the fence. That is going to be easy money for Everly to score. Paulino takes a long turn. It's a very lengthy single. And despite the issues on the pass early, Mustangs a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Paulino keeps his weight back, puts his hands through, and just goes with that hard fastball from Miller out to the fence in right center. D. West with the early lead.
Nice piece of hitting by Paulino to drive in the first run of the afternoon. He's at first base with two down. Here's Preston Pace, a freshman, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1.
Miller getting more confident with that off-speed pitch.
Yeah, we didn't see it through the first couple of batters. It was all fastballs. He's starting to mix it up a bit. Next one outside, 1-1. The Mustangs, despite having a runner caught out at third, get this scoring going in this top of the first inning. Now this one is lifted. Shallow center field coming in, making the catch is Haynes. Nicely done to end the threat. On an RBI single by Hayden Paulino, and we're off and running. Donovan West 1, Oskaloosa coming up. Bottom of the first inning on the way here on KAIR Radio.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Donovan West Mustangs, and RBI single in the top of the first inning by junior Hayden Paulino, and Oskaloosa coming up, trailing for the first time today here in the bottom of the first. They'll face Cooper Everly, Jake, the Fort Scott Community College commit. He has just been a dynamo for this program over the last few seasons.
Kid's got a lot of good stuff, throws hard, really good command with his fastball, and his the ability, again, when you can hit spots across the plate, that's just as effective as throwing really good off-speed pitches. But the dude's got a really nasty curveball as well.
So it'll be the top three, of course, in the two-seed Bears order, starting with Hunter Miller, Barrett Heston after that, Carter Boyd after that. And good crowd, good just overall atmosphere here today. The Dragons of Valley Falls awaiting the winner in the regional championship game later on today, which, of course, we will carry for you right here on KAIR Radio. Final warm-up tosses here for Everly. A little bit more about this Oski squad. 18 wins, 6 losses. They went 13-4 in a very top-heavy NEKL. Valley Falls undefeated champs. Riverside finished a game in front of the Bears in the league standings. This Oski team actually started their season with back-to-back losses to St. Mary's Academy. Won 5 straight and 11 of 12 after that. And they have won 6 consecutive coming in since their last loss to Riverside. Cooper Everly toes the slab, first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, in there for a called strike to Hunter Miller. And bottom one, let's go.
That's how they get it started here with a good fastball in the outside corner. Miller sees it.
Everly the righty, Hunter Miller the righty hitter. Delivery comes in off speed, ricochets off the fence, and out of play to make it 0-2.
More of a slider than it is like a curveball coming out of the hand of Everly right there. A little more left-to-right movement with it.
Oski in red numerals across the chest for the Bears. Another late swing and a foul off here. It's popped up actually to the right side. Stayed in play. Beg your pardon. I lost it on that one. And it's caught right on the line by the first baseman, Clary, for out number one.
Yeah, good play there by Clary. That was a good pitch by Everly. Jams him, and Miller unable to get the barrel through that. Comes off of his hands and just popped into the air. Easy play there for Donovan West. First up, first out.
Catcher and Barrett Heston steps in from the right side. Jersey number 18. First pitch, a foul off here, and it's 0-1. So four pitches, four strikes for Cooper Emberly here to start.
Pretty good start for a semifinal regional game.
Now talking with some folks in between games, a lot of them were saying the same thing. Expect a good pitcher's duel between Miller and Emberly as another one bends in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2.
Very traditional curveball there, a little top-to-bottom drop-off.
Here's the 0-2. Another beautifully placed ball, but just missed outside. It's 1-2.
And that's, again, what I said a little bit ago about Everly, his ability to paint the corners, good pitch command with his fastball.
Carter Boyd in the on-deck circle as Heston calls time and steps back out, mentioned across the chest. Oski in cursive letter, Bears on the back of it. Another foul off here. Stays 1-2.
20 pitches is what I was talking about for each of these teams when they first come up to the plate. That first inning, 21 pitches for Miller for Oskaloosa.
Next one comes in there, and a check swing. It's a little bit high. Kept it on the shoulder just enough, and it's 2-2. Barrett Heston for this Oskaloosa squad. That one high and away, 3-2. So he comes back nicely to work it to a full count.
Second time we've seen Hayden Palino kind of struggle to catch that fastball in the outside corner. Why that's important to note? Well, drop third strikes. First base is open. Game on.
3-2. Slow roller. Left side charging Peterson at short. Boy, he vacuums it up. Rifles it. Throw off target. But the tag applied by Clary for out number two. Nicely done.
Great play there by Clary. Coming off the bag, knowing that he can't have his foot on the bag to catch that ball. Knows instantly. Catch. Turn for the tag. Good hustle there by Heston, but could not beat it out.
All right, so swiftly in. Down to two outs here. Carter Boyd, first baseman, steps in from the right side. Everly trying to go 1-2-3. First pitch to him in there. Belt high with the fastball called strike number one.
Pitch number 11 here in this first inning for Everly.
Everly kicks and fires out of the windup. Blew it by him with a fastball way behind, missing on that swing, and quickly 0-2. He's worked 0-2 to the first three batters that he has faced today. Chance to work out of this one quickly. Here's the pitch. In there! Strike three call. Knee high on the outside part of the plate. Everly sits it down. 1-2-3. And we go to the top of the second inning here on Care Radio with the Mustangs leading 1-0.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Appreciate everyone kicking it with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Oskaloosa, Donovan West, our second semifinal here in this 2-1A regional tournament in Valley Falls. Mustangs, an RBI single in the first. Off the bat from Hayden Paulino, they lead it 1-0 going into the second.
Well, we talked about it in pregame. You asked me about keys, Brandon, and that was, how did the first inning go? I want to know how many pitches you're forcing your opponent to throw. And that first inning was one on the scoreboard as well as in the pitch count by Donovan West, as Miller had to throw 23 pitches to get out of that first inning on the top half of it. And then just a minute ago on the bottom half, 13 pitches for Everly to get three up and three down.
Struck it out to end that bottom of the first inning. Now it'll be 6-7-8 for the D West order. It'll be Taven Clary to start, sophomore first baseman, Kaysen Keller and Brett Heim. 1-2 after that. So here is Clary, a lefty, as Hunter Miller sets and fires in the first pitch of this second inning, and it bends in there for a called strike.
Going off speed. He didn't throw anything off speed the first two hitters, but Miller getting comfortable there on the bump.
He's certainly mixing it nicely with the fastball and the off speed. Another one that swung on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2 to the sophomore Clary. The RBI single by Paulino in the first. A lone run provided for the Mustangs early, and there's a foul off there to keep it at 0-2.
A little bit behind, even still on that swing, and Miller feeling confident. He's got way ahead in the count. Got everything at his arsenal here.
Clary up in the box, maybe slightly open on that left-handed stance. Pink and blue gloves, the gold bat. Upstairs, 1-2. Maybe more of a light tan than a gold on the bat. Next pitch. Did he swing it? He did so. Fully, probably three-fourths of a check swing goes around. Second strikeout for Miller. Good start here in the top of the second.
Yeah, good location on that pitch right there by Miller because he kind of crossed Clary up. Clary couldn't tell if that was inside, if that was going to be a strike. And by the time he realized it was too far inside, he could not hold up a swing.
Here's Keller, freshman second baseman. First pitch, watching just missing a little bit inside. And neither of these two pitchers so far have started behind. They're usually out in front. Not the case here, and that one missed upstairs, 2-0. Brett Heim in the on-deck circle. Valley Falls awaiting in the title game. That one catches the outside corner. Big pitch there, makes it 2-1.
Yep, Miller able to settle in. Keller showing a lot of patience here.
Kicks and fires. Another one on the outer edge called strike, and it's 2-2. So he comes right back after falling behind.
Painting that outside corner. He's living in it right now. Shakes off a couple signs here.
Let's see what he does. Back to back on the outside, and now he brings one inside, and it's fouled away. Tried to cross him up there, but Keller got a piece of it. Trying to get it 2-2.
Again, when you can paint the outside two times like you did, you do want to go high and tight.
Another 2-2 on the way. Another swing and another foul off. And stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Keller, just like Veach, in the top of the first inning, certainly working Miller's pitch count here. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Heston has to pick it up. Has to make a throw to first. Does so with the sidearm. Just in time to Boyd to record the out. Back-to-back strikeouts here from Miller. Third strikeout for Miller so far. That brings up Brett Heim, the junior left fielder, number 8 in the Mustang order today.
Good credit there to Heston. He dropped the ball, but it, again, took his time, made a good throw to first, get the punch out.
Knew exactly how much time he had to get it down to first. Well executed. First pitch here, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
I love the terminology, man. That was dirty. That pitch right there was dirty. Thing started right above the midline, waistline of the batter and dropped in.
That one left upstairs, 1-1.
Completely had high and kind of off balance, and if you're able to buckle your opponent that well like Miller just did, you're in good shape.
A 1-1. Drop by the catcher, but it's still a called strike, and quickly 1-2 the count on Brett Heim.
You love to see a home plate umpire that's going to call a ball and a strike the way it is across the plate, not whether or not the catcher catches it. We've had a couple times where the catchers have dropped it, and it's still been a strike.
So 1-2. Miller trying to strike out the side here in the second. And he does so, swing and a miss. So Hunter Miller comes right back with a lot of heat. Strikes out Clary, Keller, and Heim all swinging. 1-2-3, down go the Mustangs. But Donovan West, a 1-0 lead. We go to the home second here on Care Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
High school baseball continues here on Care Radio. Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman with you. Down at the West Mustangs, a 1-0 lead against the Oskaloosa Bears, still very early. We go to the bottom of the second inning. After Everly retired the Bears 1-2-3 in the first, he'll get 4, 5, and 6 with Sabelka, Skurdo, and Haynes. And then Warbritton after that, if one of those three are able to get on. So Everly back to work. The left fielder and Carter Sabelka steps in from the right side. First pitch in the home second, a swing and a miss for strike number one.
Trent Cracks here helping us out a little bit. Heritage Christian, Jeff West, regional game there. Tied 4-4, bottom of the ninth.
Oh, how about that? Jeff West, of course, the Big East League champs, and hoping to get to a regional title game. Here's an 0-2 to Sabelka right down the middle. Strike three called.
Quick work there.
Second strikeout back-to-back now in the variety for Eberle. That's the first out here in the home second.
Man, how many pitches was that, Brandon? Was that
1-2 Trey.
That's what I thought.
Here's Michael Skurdo, the second baseman. As Eberle kicks and fires in the first pitch, right in there for another called strike.
He's looking very comfortable out there right now, Brandon.
Fort Scott getting a good one. The Greyhounds program has always been a stout junior college program, and Eberle off to their location next year.
Well, didn't they have the...
1-1 the count.
It was the twin, or the two brothers played professional.
There's a swing and a miss. Hardy swing by Skurdo and caught nothing but air. It's 1-2.
LaRoche, didn't the
LaRoche Baseball Complex is what it actually is.
Okay.
Well, back to my broadcasting days in Fort Scott, they have always had a very good baseball program, high school and college. Next pitch low and away, 2-2 now on Skurdo. Base is empty, one out here in the bottom of the second.
A buddy of mine that played down there at Fort Scott, he played with one of the LaRoche boys.
The old Greyhounds. But Eberle has retired the first four. He's got Skurdo here on a 2-2. Bends it in there. Just missed. 3-2. Good eye by Skurdo.
And Skurdo's having a really good at-bat right now. Not chasing anything. Eberle trying to get him to chase. Now he's going to come after him here.
Second time in five batters. The 3-2 count has been pulled out. And he'll foul this one way up and behind us out of play, and we'll try it again. Love it when the umpire acknowledges getting a ball back. He goes, thank you. Sometimes that can be an issue.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of foul balls out of play already. 3-2 count here on Skurdo. Pitch by Eberle. In there. Strike three. Outside corner. Got him with the heater.
Got him looking, and that's two of his three strikeouts. Freezing his opponent.
Well, Eberle has struck out three, and they have been consecutively. Now two outs here in the inning. Here's Tanner Haynes, the center fielder. Eberle working at a good pace early on with the Mustangs leading at 1-0 on a Paulino bottom of the first single. Eberle's first pitch to Haynes in there for a called strike. Eberle has done a great job just getting that first pitch, a called strike, just to jump out, get that advantage early.
And no doubt about it, he's only thrown six balls the entire time.
Efficiency is key. Eberle has been that to this point, and now a fastball fouled away. Late swing by Haynes, caught a piece, but now really in the bag for Eberle, an opportunity here with the count at 0-2. We look back to our left, and there's some darker cloud coverage. The sun is still out. And there's a swing and a miss. Haynes goes down. Four consecutive strikeouts going back to the end of the first. Eberle dealing with the Mustangs leading 1-0. We go to the third here on Care Radio.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Two innings down, game two of our triple header on Care Radio. Ray, Jake, Brandon, all with you. Jonathan West, a 1-0 lead, getting set to come up for a third time against Hunter Miller, pitcher for the Oskaloosa Bears. And if you missed it, Valley Falls, our first broadcast today, a 7-0, fairly dominant victory against Jefferson County North. So the host Dragons waiting patiently for the winner of this one, the regional championship to follow, and that winner, of course, on to state next week out in Great Bend.
Plenty of opportunities throughout the next few innings. Obviously, this game is shaping up to be a really good one, but efficiency again by Eberle in the last half inning.
Here's number nine in the order for D. West. It's William Kuhnert, the freshman DH, takes one low for ball one, and the third inning is a go.
Eberle just 13 pitches thrown in each of the first two innings.
Miller certainly settled down after piling up that number. Here is a high pop-up down the third base line and trying to underhand it, but unable to make a great play is Kavis, and that is just a high, lengthy strike number one.
Yeah, that was a high ball. It was hard to kind of track. And
not going to lie, half these ones that get hit, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hard to track, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And it was good chase that time, but kind of lost it in the clouds. And second life here for Kuhner.
Beach and Peterson also due up in the inning. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2 on Kuhner. A freshman DH with his D-West squad back from the right side. Miller's pitch, a little bit high, 2-2.
The pace at which these pitchers are pitching right now are a little bit slower pace than what we saw in our earlier contest between JC and Valley Falls, but really good pitching so far.
And another one that catches the outside corner, called strike three, and how about five strikeouts and four in a row for Hunter Miller.
Pretty good work. You mentioned that he's kind of settled in here, and he's done just that. Kind of a rocky first inning, but.
So if you want to be real with it,
yeah,
combined between Eberle and Miller, they have struck out the last eight batters, four apiece. Back to the top of the order. Here's Dustin Veach. Takes the first pitch fastball, called strike, and it's 0-1.
One thing I didn't notice about Dustin Veach very first time up, look how close he is to the plate in the box.
The tip of his feet,
yes.
Right on that line.
That's the guy that wants to try and tighten the zone up for the pitcher.
Yeah, we got a called time here, and that left foot, a little bit more on the chalk with that right foot just a touch more open. Hunter Miller gathers and fires. Check swing, held off, and it's 1-1.
Tough to do right there. Veach really wanted that. And it, you know, again, he's looking fastball. Good breaking pitch there by Miller.
Four consecutive strikeouts recorded by Miller. He has struck out five here early. The Mustangs lead it, though, 1-0. That's top of the third inning, and there's a called strike on the inner edge, and it's 1-2.
Another breaking ball from Miller. That one, man, the bottom just dropped out of it, and perfect pitch, perfect placement. Now ahead in the count.
A chance for another strikeout here from Miller. Shakes off one, and now a time called. Second time in this AB that Veach has stepped out and stepped back in. Blue bat above the left shoulder. Here's the pitch, missing away, ball two.
The way the Veach stands in that box too, Brandon, again, it's a little bit of a head game with the pitcher because that close to the plate, you caution yourself from throwing inside on him too much.
Here's a 2-2, up and in, three balls, two strikes. Perfect example,
right
there.
Except Miller,
much more challenging to work that inner half with Al Veach. Is standing in there, and a 3-2 hit well out towards center field, but playable. Haynes not moving much in front of the warning track, makes the catch, a lengthy at bat, but Veach flies out to center for out number two.
Well, it stops the strikeout streak for Miller, but an out nonetheless.
So two up and two down, and you go back to the RBI single by Paulino in the first. Six straights retired by Miller. He is really settled in. Here's Peterson, strikeout victim his first time up, and the first pitch missing upstairs for ball one. A 1-0 Donovan West lead here in the top of the third. Miller fires in the dirt, good stab by Heston, and it's two balls, no strikes. We got quite a bit more cloud cover compared to that first game here today as the fastball runs high, quickly 3-0.
Well, we were looking for some extra clouds earlier because it's a little warm.
It's honestly perfect,
perfect
temperature-wise right now. A 3-0 in the dirt and a four-pitch walk to Peterson, and that brings up Eberle. First walk issued by Miller. Well, we saw Paulino come through with two outs, that RBI single in the first, the lone score to this point. Now let's see if the Mustangs can work something again with two down.
Yep, Eberle's got a single his first time up. Represents the run on the board for the Mustangs.
First pitch by Miller, catching the outer edge, and it's no balls, one strike. Eberle singled on a two-strike count, came around to score that lone run on the Paulino single. But Miller trying to get out of a two-out single, or walk, I should say, and now a throw down to first, not in time, as that one was in the dirt. And it's 1-1. And both these teams, good records. D-West 17-6, Zosky 18-6. Next pitch, a little bit low. Another throw down to first. A little bit closer that time. Peterson back, though, and it's 2-1.
Heston definitely...
thinking about it.
Everly has definitely got the attention of Heston right now.
2-1. Lifted high in the air. Right field. Playable. This is Dome working to his right. Few steps. Makes the catch to retire the side. So a two-out walk does no harm for Hunter Miller and the Bears. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Mustangs 1 and the Bears nothing.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Going to the bottom of the third inning here in Valley Falls. Brandon J. Gray all with you. Appreciate it very much. The Mustangs, an RBI single in the first. The lone run tagged on the board so far. It's regional semifinal game number 2. Valley Falls awaiting the winner. Will be our final game of the broadcast today, but it has been 6 up and 6 down for Cooper Everly. So he will get the bottom third of this Bears lineup, starting with Preston Warbritton, followed by Evan Dome and Cash Perry.
Well, a good efficient inning on the top side here of the third for Miller on the bump for Oskaloosa. 19 pitches in that inning, but he's right around that 60-pitch mark through three innings. Remember the number I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, Brandon, on a per-inning basis?
I don't know. I work in radio, so my memory is not 100%, but 20.
20.
Right,
about 20-ish. And that's what you want your opponent pitching per inning at minimum, and that's the average right now for Miller from Oskaloosa.
First pitch of the bottom of the third inning by Everly, picking up where he left off to Preston Warbritton, a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Very efficient so far in this game by Everly.
Next pitch popped out the glove of Paulino, and it's ball number 1. He evens the count at 1-1. Valley Falls defeated JCN in game 1, 7-0. Mustangs a 1-0 lead here on the Bears in the home third. Another heavy fastball there, and it's 1-2. It caught the outer part of the plate. Everly has struck out 4 in a row. Make it 5. Working that outer edge, and a great start to this bottom of the third inning.
And another strikeout looking. That's 3 strikeouts looking for Oskaloosa. Everly just painting the outside. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast, his ability to have that command with his fastball, and it's doing work here.
First pitch to Evan Dome, the right fielder. He grounds it to the right side. Keller fields it second on to first in time. One pitch for out number 2.
Efficiency.
I think we're going to say that word quite a few times today.
Yeah.
In this ball game that we have so far, we've already probably hit the over. A 2-up, 2-down. Here's Cash Perry, the shortstop, number 9 in the order. So Everly, swift through the first 2 batters here in the third. Swinging a miss by Cash, and it's 0-1.
He was getting encouraged by fans and teammates to attack early. You're looking at Oskaloosa looking first pitch.
Next pitch, another one that catches the outer part of the plate. It is 0-2. He has really found that spot. Here in this inning, he'll shake off 1, he'll shake off 2, he'll shake yes to the third sign from Paulino. The pitch, swing and a miss. High heater, blew it right by him. Another strikeout, make it 6 for Cooper Everly. And we go to the fourth inning here on Care with the Mustangs leading 1-0.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fourth inning here on Care. Brandon Jake Ray with you. Donovan West, still a 1-0 lead. Both pitchers have done a very good job to this point. Cooper Eberle for D. West. Hunter Miller for Oskaloosa. But again, the Mustangs at 1-0 advantage. And we were talking during the break there, Jake.
Yeah.
Now both these pitchers have looked to this point and how we feel like runs are going to be at a premium. So every run that's scored might feel like more of the 2 or 3 run range.
Absolutely. I mean, we were at softball yesterday where, you know, runs were coming really easily for a couple of teams that we were broadcasting for. Today, not really that case. And so, yes, the magnitude of each time one run comes across. That was an 8-pitch inning by Eberle from Donovan West.
Well,
really
man,
efficient.
Well, the man who represents the lone credited run for the Mustangs is Hayden Paulino leading things off. The RBI single in the first. Hunter Miller's first pitch, boy, caught him there. Broke right into the dirt. It's a swing and a miss for strike one.
And that ball caught Heston a little bit, too. He's asking for a timeout here. He's went for the block. It hit him on the inner thigh, and he needs a little bit of time.
You talk about just the toughest positions in sports. You have an argument for a catcher.
No doubt. I mean, you've got protective equipment and everything, but you got guys throwing a baseball 70, 80 miles an hour at you, throwing it in the dirt, popping up, hitting you in places you don't want it to.
The old school way by the umpire to clean off home. He doesn't bring out the brush. He kicks it with the foot. I like it.
Yeah, brushes. You don't get those stinking brushes.
Here's the 0-1 to Hayden Paulino, and he pops it up and out of play, and it's quickly 0-2. Preston Pace, Taven Clary will follow in the inning. This is 4, 5, and 6 in that D-West order. Here's an 0-2. Upstairs. Good eye by Paulino there. Laid off the high fastball. Tends to be one that the hitters usually see, and maybe the eyes light up just a touch, but Paulino laid off. It's 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Oh, got him. Took it away, and it's in the dirt for the strikeout. Again, Heston needs to complete the throw, and he did. Boy, Boyd had to reach off the first base part, or the first base side of the line, and reached out to secure that catch for the strikeout.
Yeah, Paulino, the very first pitch that he saw in that at-bat was an off-speed pitch. He kind of chased it after it. That time, the same thing. Smart pitch there by Miller, and Heston able to complete the putout.
So both starting pitchers right now, 6 strikeouts apiece.
Ooh.
Here is Pace.
Good pitch.
Watches that one all the way. Called strike.
Again, I'll say it, and sorry if it's getting old, but you can command your off-speed pitches very well like that. You're going to be a force.
Another off-speed pitch there, but a foul off there down the third base line. And quickly 0-2 on the freshman third baseman, Preston Pace. By the way, Preston, P-R-E-Z-T-E-N.
Preston.
He's got to figure something out here. 0-2, Miller has really settled in since that shaky first. Another foul off there. Stays 0-2.
Staying alive.
So the most, of course, Eberle is seen 9, retired 9, but Mustang sent up 5 in the first, leading to that one run. But since then, minimum in the second, 4 in the third, and 1 out and 1 batter here in the fourth. And there is a called strike 3, and I think if you see one that close, that is hard to let go on an 0-2 pitch. Another strikeout, make it 7.
Just efficiency. You said that we've already hit the over on how many times we say that word. It'll continue to come out.
It's going to be about once an inning at this pace.
Because, my goodness, these pitchers, it's a duel, like you said at the top of the broadcast.
That was the conversation prior to first pitch today. Here's Clary that steps in and watches one bend in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
I like a good home plate umpire. He's got a good strike call, too. This guy's good.
I would have the most emphatic strike calls if I took up that profession. Here's the pitch. Another swing and a miss. Boy, really starting to utilize the off-speed pitch a lot more than we saw in the first couple of innings. Chance to strike out the side for a second time here today. Miller's pitch. Ground ball. He won't do so. Playable. Cabus at third. He's going to have a long throw. It is low, but dug out by Boyd to end the inning. A nice play. Corner to corner. 3 up, 3 down, and Miller played it nicely there. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still 1-0 here on Care.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving, on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Halfway in, halfway home here on Care Radio is a pitching matchup that has lived up to the hype here early on. Or correction, we go to the bottom of the fourth, so working on the latter portion of today's game. Cooper Everly, he has seen 9, Jake. He has retired 9. Hunter Miller has looked really good as well. And pitcher's duel is what we got, but right now the Mustangs a 1-0 lead.
Well, pitcher's duel is what, again, we expected for this game. These two are not disappointing by any stretch. We talked about how the one run for Donovan West seems like two or three right now. Oskaloosa trying to get on the board.
So here we go, bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Everly to Hunter Miller, a little bit high for ball one. Popped out to first in his first at bat today, and he watches one sail in a little bit low to make it 2 balls, no strikes.
I was off by one pitch.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no.
2-0, swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball to make it 2-1.
Miller's got 67 pitches in this game, so his average per inning is looking really good right now.
Heston and Boyd will follow here in the inning, and another one that hits the outer edge called strike and quickly 2-2.
Everly for Donovan West on the hill right now, Brandon, is just living on the outside corner, and he's got that spot locked down.
2 balls, 2 strikes. First batter here in the home fourth. Here's the pitch. Took quite a bit off, and it bent in there a touch, but missed inside, 3-2.
Yeah, Miller kind of giving up on that pitch, but it almost caught the top half of the zone.
There's a big pitch coming up right here on the way. Lifted high in the air and right side, and the second baseman makes the catch. I'm not going to lie, I quickly looked into foul territory, but Keller saw it perfectly. Lengthy at bat for Miller, but he pops out for out number one.
Yep, nice heady play there by Keller, understanding where he was at in the field, and maybe the most lengthy at-bat battle for Everly in this game so far, but able to get another out.
10 up and 10 down for Everly. Here's Heston. Outside, ball one. Ground out to short in his first at-bat today. Defensively behind Everly, Pace at third. Peterson at short. Keller at second. Clary, the first baseman. Of course, Paulino, the catcher. Left to right field, it's Heim, Beach, and Haring. A 1-0 by Everly. Another strike on the outer edge with the fastball, 1-1.
Oski still trying to get that first and what seems to be elusive base runner.
That one just missed inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, both these pitchers have really been, as we would say, efficient. Here's a swing and a miss to make it 2-2.
There's the word.
I told you at least once an inning,
yep.
So now we got to cut it out.
So now I can't play it.
You can't.
All right, fair enough.
2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball, left side. Could be a tough play for Peterson. Waits for it, gathers, fires, low throw, dug out by Clary. Well, the defense, just as good as the pitching here so far.
Second time Heston has grounded out to shortstop and swinging it around the horn are the Mustangs, holding a 1-0 lead here, and their pitcher feeling good.
Here's Carter Boyd, struck out swinging on 3 straight pitches in his first AB. Second at bat, though, takes one outside for ball one. Donovan West representing the TVL, Oski out of the Northeast Kansas League. Everly kicks, fires the 0-1, and fouled straight back to make it 1 ball, 1 strike. And this Oskaloosa team, after being swept by St. Mary's Academy to open the season, they went on a run where they won 5 straight and 11 of 12 after that. Is a nasty pitch has swung on and missed to make it 1-2.
When you hear the phrase, pull the string, that literally means it's dropping out from underneath. You pull that string, the ball drops. That's exactly what happened on that last pitch.
Here's a 1-2 to Boyd. Ground ball to the right side, and there's the first elusive hit today for the Bears. A late swing went opposite field, and just a sharp ground ball single past Keller at second. And the Bears have their first base runner here in the fourth.
And that's going to be something that we got to see how this affects Eberle, because that could shake confidence of a pitcher. He's had success, 9 up, 9 down, then 11 up, 11 down, and then that 12th batter he just faced. Yeah, gets that first single, first runner on. He has to go to the stretch for the first time today.
Ben Bateman is going to courtesy run at first base for Carter Boyd. So Bateman at first base, two down here in the home fourth. Again, the Mustangs leading at 1-0. That lone RBI seems like it was a long time ago, back in the first, in which it was. Off the bat of Hayden Paulino. So, here we go. Can the Bears put something together with two outs? There's a throw to first. Bateman back in safely. Pitch running for Boyd.
Third base coach was actually trying to give a sign, and Bateman was off the bag, and you listen at home, young kids, don't ever leave the bag until you get your sign from your coach.
Here's Sabelka, first pitch to him. It's high for ball one.
The easiest way to get picked off is your eyes are focused on coach, but you're 3 feet off the base.
One ball, no strikes. Bateman at first base, two down here in this fourth inning. This one is lifted high in the air. Shallow right center, and Keller, the second baseman, couple steps onto the grass to make the play. So the Bears get their first hit with two outs. But right after that, Sabelka pops out to end the inning. We have played four here in Valley Falls. A 1-0 Donovan West lead.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
It has been fun here today. Not a lot of run production, but doesn't mean it can't be fun. Donovan West 1, Oskaloosa 0. We go to the top of the fifth. Here on Care Radio, Hunter Miller is back to work. And Jake, after somewhat of a shaky first inning where the Mustangs got the lone run of the game, he has really settled in nicely.
He's settled in really, 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 really well, and he's found his groove, and he's got a good defense behind him. And again, he's had 67 pitches through four innings. Cooper Eberle's at 50 pitches.
And what, 20? How many of those were in the first? A lot of those
correct.
Were in that first inning.
For Miller, he had 23 of his 67 in the first inning.
All right, so here's Kasen Keller. First pitch by Miller is in there for a called strike in the fifth inning. He is moving along.
Cannot believe we're already in the fifth inning, to be honest with you, Brandon. Because
it's been a swift game to this point. Next pitch. It is high, 1-1.
But this is what, again, this is good baseball. People will look at this or be listening, and they're like, oh, it's 1-0, this is boring. No,
it is fun to watch two very good pitchers. I would assume first-team All-League selections. Next one missing upstairs, 2-1.
You can almost get to the classification of across the state, honorable mention, second team.
Maybe. Keller, Heim, and Kuhnert do up. That one just missed. 3-1.
A little bit low and outside on that one, but pretty good placement there by Miller, but he's got to come in with one here.
Here's a 3-1. And it's hit well out towards right center, but athleticism reaching up to make the catches dull, maybe saved extra bases. That is a monstrous first out here in the top of the fifth.
We're not going to call that a pop out or a fly out. That's a line out. That was a rope hit there by Keller, and great job by Dome to get over there in time and collect the first out of the inning.
Boy, great reaction time by Dome and Wright to run that down in the gap. Here's Brett Heim, and he just caught a piece to foul it away to make it 0-1. So Miller has 7 strikeouts to this point. He has walked just one. And after giving up 3 hits in the first, as some would say, knock on wood, if you're an Oski fan, he has not given up one since then. So if a base hit comes right here, I apologize.
That's the jinx.
That one missed outside, 1-1. Heim was one of those 7 strikeout victims. His first time up went down on a 1-2 pitch swinging. Speaking of a swing and a miss, there's one right there, and it's 1-2.
Cloud cover still coming in.
Oh, feels great.
Yep.
Feels great. Swing and a miss. Another nasty pitch there. Heim is down for a second time. 8 strikeouts now for Miller. gosh, both these pitchers again just cruise control at 75.
Finding their wheels right now, and again, the defense, you got to have some confidence in your defenders behind you to be able to pitch as good as they are right now.
Here's William Kuhnert, number 9 in the order, freshman DH. Nobody on, two outs here in the top of the fifth. First pitch was low for ball one.
Struck out looking his last time up, Brandon. Pretty far off the plate right now, so the outside corner is open.
There's a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, we talked about these two teams and what leagues they're in. Of course, D West out of the TBL, but they have swept multiple Northeast Kansas League schools this year, including Pleasant Ridge and Moore Hill Mounts Academy. As Kuhnert takes one in there for a called strike, and he's quickly behind at 1-2. Swing and a miss. Well, it's starting to get old for some, maybe, but these two pitchers are cruising along now. Another 1-2-3 for Hunter Miller and Oskaloosa. But again, it's the Mustangs leading 1-0 here on Care Radio.
A new school year will be here before you know it. If your kids play middle or high school sports, Kansas requires the sports physical before they can start practice this fall. Take care of it early and avoid the last-minute scramble. This summer, Amberwell is offering 3 sports physical events in June and August at Amberwell Atchison and in July at Amberwell Hiawatha. Registration is required and must be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. The physicals are offered at a flat $25 rate, payable with cash or card only. Register now and be ready to play.
Back to it here on Care Radio. Brandon J. Gray with you. Cooper Everly back on the bump. Donovan West clinging to a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Oskaloosa finally got their first hit in the fourth with two outs on a single by Carter Boyd. But Everly came right back, got Carter Sabelka to pop out the second to end the inning. So just one hit allowed, 6 strikeouts for Everly. It'll be Michael Skurto, Tanner Haynes, Preston Warbritton due up here.
You talk about Miller really settling in for Oskaloosa, Brandon. He had 23 pitches in the first inning. He's got 80 total through 5. That's a quality start.
That is well under 20 pitches per outing over the last 4. My math was okay.
Your math's really good.
Don't look at my school transcript. Skurto steps in, takes one low and away for ball one. Bottom 5 is a go. And now this is hit well out towards left field. Coming in, a belt high reaching out catch by Heim. A late jump by Heim and left, but got to it just in time. It was well hit by Skurto, but that's out number 1.
Yeah, good charge into that ball right there by Skurto. And a great break that time coming in from left field, making a great play out there at Heim.
Here's the center fielder, Tanner Haynes. Strikeout victim his first time up. Say that about a lot of these batters here today on both sides. A lot of strikeouts between these two great pitchers. There is a called strike. Jake looked now, but I felt a raindrop.
I did as well.
Doesn't feel bad, just nothing more.
Yeah. Just keep it subtle. Great pitch there, getting on top by Everly.
Here's an 0-1. Same result, same pitch on the outside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2.
He's finding his outside part of that plate.
He has dominated and lived on the outer edge today. These right-handed hitters for Oskaloosa. Here's the pitch. That one outside, but missing. And it's 1-2.
I almost feel like we could blame Stacy for this right now because she just mentioned how the rain chance was only 30% at 9 o'clock.
We talk about the announcer jinx.
Yeah.
What about the AD jinx? I got you. She's having fun. Here's a 1-2. Good eye there. It's outside to make it 2-2. Yeah, we're having fun.
We're having a good time, dude.
1-0 at Donovan West. Valley Falls awaiting the winner in the regional championship game. Here's the pitch. In there, outer edge. You guessed it. Called strike 3.
Great pitch. Once again, my goodness, Everly is just having a ball game right now.
7 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed. That brings up the DH, Preston Warbritton. Now, there are a few steady raindrops coming in. Might have to go grab the umbrella. We're making it work, though. Appreciate Ray in studio, of course, Jake, BT alongside, and 2-2 two down here in the bottom of the fifth. As Warbritton steps in, Everly's first pitch in there for a called strike. You guessed it, on the outer part of the plate.
Just a great location right now. You got to give credit, Paolino, behind the plate as well. Calling a good game, good location.
Yeah, 1. Blew it by him with a fastball down the heart of it. Quickly, 0-2. Well, we've done a lot of games this year. I can guarantee this is the best pitching matchup we have seen to this point. for my eyes. Here's an 0-2.
Wow.
Got him again. Strike three looking. Goodness me. Everly, another strikeout. Make it 8 today. And another 3-up, 3-down frame. So we have played 5 here in Valley Ball. Still the Mustangs 1 and the Bears nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Down to the final 2 innings here in semifinal number 2, and it has been a 1-0 Donovan West lead since the first inning. Hunter Miller and Cooper Eberle, 2 elite pitchers here today, have shown why. But the Mustangs coming up in the 6th, trying to add any kind of insurance here late. Well, I think we're talking about potential weather, Mr. Jake Spaulding, with the umpires and Stacy,
yep.
The AD.
Everybody's looking
around.
Sun's out behind us, and what I just showed you on the radar is actually what we're looking at right in front of us, I think. So
okay.
I think we're going to be all right as long as it doesn't move towards the field. It looks like it's going to move around us. Thankfully, studio producer Ray Penning's not a meteorologist, but
I was going to say he was the meteorologist in studio, but
well, I mean, he says
heck of a resume for Mr. Ray Penning. Well, the Mustangs, a 1-0 lead. Hunter Miller's first pitch here in the 6th inning is outside for a ball to Dustin Veach. And here we go. Final 2 innings here. Veach, Peterson, and Everly, top 3 in this D-West order. Next pitch. That one is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Not going to lie, just a couple raindrops here and there.
Yeah.
Not consistent,
feels
but it
good.
Is. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Here's a 1-1.
Yep.
Lifted high in the air. It's going to be playable left side of the infield, and that's an easy play for Cavis at third base for out number 1.
Cavis able to get underneath it, and the streak's continuing right now for Miller.
Well,
he's being very effective. He's retired now, what is that, 8 in a row?
Well, the one walk he has just issued today was to Colter Peterson, who is stepping in for a third time. He walked back in the 3rd, and the first pitch is in the dirt, ball 1. Base is empty, 1 out. Top 6 here in Valley Falls, Mustangs 1, Bears nothing. Next pitch, high and away, 2-0. You know, it's just kind of that Kansas weather for you. Sun is out, yet it's still raining. Here's a little dribbler to the left side to make it 2-1 on the foul ball there. Miller steps back in on the rubber. A little bit more towards the first base side. Out of the windup and delivers. Just a little bit high. 3-1.
He's got to come after him. Does Miller here as Peterson's going to be sitting on a fastball.
And he does take a hack at it, and it's going to be fouled up and out of play back into our right, and the count runs full at 3-2.
Now it allows Miller to go with just about anything in his arsenal. Off-speed's been really good today.
This is a crucial pitch right here, 3-2, swing and a miss, and Hunter Miller gets the strikeout. Make it 10 for Hunter Miller today, and again, I said it, it was a monster pitch, and he won that battle.
Stinky cheese right there, nice little off-speed, cut that ball in half and watched it drop right in there. Peterson unable to get any of the barrel on it.
That is 9 straight retired by Hunter Miller. There's a called strike to Cooper Everly, and it's 0-1. All right, now again, the Mustangs a 1-0 lead on a Hayden Paulino RBI single way back in the 1st. And next one in the dirt, 1-1 here on Cooper Everly, who has one of the 3 hits here today and the lone run scored. Fort Scott CC commit, batting 3rd in this D-West order. A 1-1 pitch on the way by Miller. High and away, it's 2-1. The way Everly is pitching, the Bears have 6 outs left to try to scratch at least 1 across. But now a 3-1 count here on Everly. Watch that one in the dirt. 3-1 by Miller. Reaching out for it, popping it up, right side of the infield, tailing towards the fence, and it's caught up against the fence and foul territory by Boyd, and that retires the side. 10 in a row, set down by Hunter Miller, and they come up here in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing the Mustangs 1-0.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Valley Falls Dragons patiently awaiting in the regional championship game. Who will join them? Well, we'll find out, I would think, fairly shortly. Donovan West, a 1-0 lead on the Oskaloosa Bears as the Bears are coming up to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Just one hit allowed today by Cooper Everly with 8 strikeouts and no walks. He'll get 8-9-1 in this Bears order with Dome, Perry, and Miller.
We've yet to see any base runner except for that brief moment for Oskaloosa in this game. And after watching these throwdowns a second, I don't know if any runner would be able to run on Hayden Paulino anyway. So man's got a cannon behind the dish.
First pitch in the bottom of the sixth inning is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
You want to guess what that location was, Brandon?
The outside,
yes, sir,
part of the plate. Dome grounded out to second in his first at bat today, and now he watches one a little bit up and in, and it's 1-1. Everly kicks, and a foul off there, right back in front of us, and Dome behind at 1-2. Well, the sun's starting to shine a little bit more heavy here in the home six. Bears need at least one. They're down one. Quick pitch by Everly, and he pulled the string there. Started down Broadway, ended on the outer edge.
Great pitch. Again, I mean, it's not a whole lot that we could say that we haven't said already about these pitchers tonight, and especially this Everly kid right now from D West.
9 strikeouts for Everly. The first out, you're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's going to bring up Cash Perry, who takes a called strike.
Yeah, he squared around a bunt. And
did so again here. See, he's going to pull back quickly. Everly's pitch is hit well. Deep out to left field. Backing up is Heim. Looking up, we're tied. The second hit allowed in the ball game is a monster moonshot home run to left by number 9 in the order, Cash Perry.
Bottom of the order, my man. 9 hole hitters. People look at them in the lineup and say they can't do any damage. Those are my favorite hitters in the lineup, and Cash Perry squared the bunt, pulled it back, and it just put him into rhythm.
A 1-1 tie here in the sixth. A solo home run by number 9 in the order, Cash Perry. The Bears fans loving it. And the game has quickly changed just a touch.
My goodness. And talking about maybe rocking some confidence, Everly's been so dominant. And that time he leaves one out over the plate. Perry sends it over the road.
Got to come right back. Here's Hunter Miller, top of the order. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So now a 1-1 tie. Now this is it well. Out towards center, backing up towards the track. It's Veach looking up, still backing up, right in front of the 305 sign to make the catch. Route number 2. Boy, that was hit well.
That ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And Veach, you know, when I'm teaching my outfielders, it's open up our hips, run to a spot and get there. And he was backpedaling. It's a risky move right there because you could easily trip up over yourself and fall down. He makes a great play, though.
Here's Barrett Heston with 2 down. First pitch high for 1. You're just joining us. Solo home run just a bit ago by Cash Perry has tied it for the Bears here with Donovan West at 1 apiece. In this sixth inning, it's Heston a swing and a miss there to make it 1-1.
He's grounded out twice to the shortstop.
And he hits this one to the right side, and it skirts out into right center field for a base knock. So Heston aboard with 2 down for Carter Boyd.
He's hit the ball hard every time. This time it gets through into center field, and Oskaloosa, it maybe has taken them 5 2/3 of an inning. But they're finding some groove now.
The potential go-ahead run at first base with two outs for Carter Boyd, who is 1-for-2 with a single today. Fastball catching the outer edge. No balls, one strike.
Everybody says, listen, guys, I'm still here. I know where that outside corner is. Let me paint another one.
Not much of a lead for Heston at first. Still being held on, though, by Clary. There's the pitch. Went outside, but missed. And it's 1-ball, 1-strike.
Yeah, mixed it in. The breaking ball right there on the outside corner. Too far outside. Paulino with another signal for him.
Everly just trying to get out of it with no more harm done. An oppo shot to deep right field, backing up in front of the fence, and it pops out of the glove of Haring. This could be trouble as Heston is going to turn around third. We got a play at the plate. Here's the throw. Here's the tag. In time! For the out, and the inning is over.
Wow.
What a play by Haring and Wright after it popped out of the glove, and we go to the seventh with a 1-1 tie. A home run and a play at the plate, the most exciting inning to this point. And we go to the seventh, a 1-1 tie here on CARE.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, if you're just joining us, I feel sorry for you. This has been a fun one this afternoon. Oskaloosa and Donovan West, we got ourselves a 1-1 tie. Trip to the regional championship on the line as we go to the seventh inning of play. Hunter Miller back to work. He'll face the middle third of this D-West order, Paulino, Pace, and Clary. Well, the reason the Bears have it tied, number nine in the order, Cash Perry, a monster solo home run, easily clearing the fence out and left, and that got this place rocking quickly.
I'll tell you what, it's been a quiet day for Oskaloosa on the offensive side of things. Only one hit to that point. And what makes me like love that even more is he was squaring the bunt. And then he pulls it back. But he got instantly into his load. His foot was down. And, I mean, it was a short, compact swing. A lot of people think for a home run, you got to have a big step. And you got to swing as hard as you can. And it's all in your hips. And, man, he has a great turn in the hips right there. And ties this game up.
We were 1-0 after the first half inning, all the way into the bottom of the sixth, but now it is 1-1 as we go to the seventh. Here's Hayden Paulino, who had the RBI single for D-West in the first. Miller's first pitch, low and away for ball one.
And Miller's only got a handful.
Seventh inning is underway.
Yeah, only has a handful of pitches left here.
Paulino, 1-1 and no strikes. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
Breaking a little update from 3A really quickly here. 6-5, Jeff West wins it in 12 innings.
Wow. Big win for the Big East League champs. Paulino watches one bend in there for strike two, and it's 1-2.
Thanks to Stacy Cervantes for giving us that update.
And we appreciate the hospitality very much. Miller's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Caught by Heston in the dirt. Paulino strikes out 11 Ks today for Hunter Miller.
Well, it took a long time for Oskaloosa to get going. Donovan West got going early and has cooled off.
Where's Uncle Mo right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. I would say it's on the side of the Bears.
Here's Preston Pace, freshman third baseman. He puts down a bunt, and it's a good one. Played off the mound by Miller to his right. Throw, and it's a long one. It's over the head of the first baseman in Boyd. And charging for second base is Pace. And they won't get a throw down to second. The go-ahead run for the D-West Mustangs up into scoring position with one out in the inning.
Man. As soon as I say Uncle Moe's on Oskaloosa's side, what a bunt there by Pace. Small ball at its finest. Young man sees that third baseman for Oskaloosa is sitting way back in Cabas, and he sets it down the third baseline. Miller has to come all the way from the mound. His momentum's taking him to his own dugout on third base. Bad throw, able to get to second base as well.
I think Pace still beats out that throw, even
yeah.
if it's on target, but it was high and allowed Pace to go up to second base. So one out here in the top of the seventh.
You call that an infield single, advance a second on the air.
First pitch called strike here to Taven Clary, the sophomore. Boy, could this be maybe his most pressurized at bat in his young high school career. The ball is one strike. Pitch by Miller. And it's dribbled to the left side. Pass Miller. Fielded, bobbled it short. Late throw. It's not in time. And beating it out. And another costly defensive mistake. This time by the shortstop in Perry.
Yep, that'll be E6 on Perry. Bobbled that ball. That little bobble. One more second. And allowed Clary to get there.
And now the go-ahead run for Donovan West at third base with one out in the inning. A 1-1 tie here in the seventh. Here's Kaysen Keller. A strikeout and a lineout. Mustangs trying to break this 1-1 tie in this final inning here. Unless we're going to extras, but that one outside for ball one. It has been a fun one here today. Miller's pitch. It is low. Ball two.
So now you've got Miller. Got to be close to that number. This might be his last batter.
That is something to track for sure. Next pitch. Missing upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Miller has struck out 11 today. He has walked one. But his defense has not helped here in this seventh inning. He'll throw a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 3-1.
If my math is correct, which is not...
Correct.
Always correct.
Okay. 3-1, low outside, ball four. And the bases are loaded with one out here in the seventh for Donovan West.
Yep, that will be his final batter due to his pitch limit.
Well, regardless of what happens, an incredible start for Hunter Miller here today. As he pitches into the seventh, it'll be officially 6 1/3. He is responsible, of course, for the base runners on. But 11 strikeouts and one walk.
Yeah, really good outing for Miller here today.
Or correction, two walks after that last one, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, really good outing for him today. Again, you give up one run, and I mean, the bases are loaded. Well, two of these runners on base right now, you know, you could arguably say that bunt was an infield single, but he's only at third base right now because of two consecutive errors that followed that as well.
A 1-1 tie here in the seventh. The Mustangs have them loaded up. And trying to retake the lead. A pitching change for Oskaloosa. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on KARE Radio.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job. It's a tradition.
Back here in Valley Falls, Barrett Heston is the new pitcher for the Oskaloosa Bears. And boy, how crucial of a situation he finds himself in. A 1-1 game here in the top of the seventh with one out. And the Mustangs have him loaded up as Hunter Miller reached his pitch count. But what an afternoon for him, Jake. 11 strikeouts, 2 walks, 6 1/3, 4 hits allowed. Obviously, a couple of key errors this inning has not helped. Responsible for those base runners, but more than certainly gave his team an opportunity to win. Unfortunate that Cooper Everly's on the other side. But again, a monstrous, monstrous spot for Barrett Heston as him and Miller switch spots. So Hunter Miller is going to be the new catcher. And Heston now, big righty, on the mound.
I mean, Miller, it's a quality start. And I would say 9 out of every 10 games, you have that kind of a stat line, your team's going to win that game easily with you on the bump. But you mentioned it, though, Donovan West, Cooper Everly's pitch for pitch with him throughout the day today. And now Heston's got to come in and try and clean this up. Keep in mind, 10 years ago, this wouldn't even be a consideration. Miller would still be on that bump. He'd be throwing 140 pitches in this game. I guarantee you.
100%.
So with the new rules and the new, you know, for the kids' of safety, I mean, I understand the rules, but you and I were playing, we'd still be out there.
And a long time ago for guys like us. May not look it, but that's the case.
Yeah, just you.
Well, let's – oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's gear it back up. Here is Brett Heim against Barrett Heston. 1-1 game in the seventh. Bases loaded with one out. First pitch by Barrett Heston. A fastball in there for a called strike.
Remember what I said at the beginning of the game about a squeeze play?
Well, he showed
that. He almost had that.
Well, he tried, but see if that is something he flirts with. He does. He puts it down, pulls back, pitches high, and it's 1-1.
So it's not an actual squeeze play because the runner from third is not sprinting home. Pace is just getting a good lead, but that's twice in a row that Heim's thinking about putting a bunt down.
Bases loaded, one out, tie game in the seventh. Next pitch low, in the dirt, hesitation by Pace. Here's the throw home, not in time, and the Mustangs take a 2-1 lead on the wild pitch.
If anything else, just showing bunt puts doubt in the pitcher's head, and right there, Heston saw the bunt square. He doesn't want to throw it right at the bat. He doesn't want the bunt to get down. So typically, as a pitcher, you will actually throw that towards the batter, but with the bases loaded, you can't do that. Instead, he throws it in the dirt, gets it past Miller, and the Mustangs swipe home on a wild pitch.
A 2-1 Mustang lead, a chance for more here in the away seventh. Both other runners advancing to second and third. Heston's 2-1 in there for a strike. A big pitch there. It's 2-2.
You can see the confidence now for Heston. He knows he's got to bring it.
The junior left fielder, Brett Heim, taking one low and away. 3-2 with Cooner on deck. But the Mustangs have come right back after the Cash Perry home run in the sixth to tie the game. And now the Mustangs get it right back. And there is a called strike three. And Heston picks up a massive, massive strikeout.
I don't think people can quite understand how stressful the situation Heston just came into. And you can see now he has settled in, calmed himself down a little bit.
Well, here is a monster opportunity for the freshman DH, William Cooner. He steps in, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Cooner, 2 strikeouts today, 1 looking, 1 swinging.
0-1. Outer edge, called strike number 2. So Heston's got a little juice to him right now, just trying to keep it at the 1 run allowed on the wild pitch. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Heston, not wasting any time. Back-to-back strikeouts. But the Donovan West Mustangs have taken the lead on a wild pitch. A 2-1 game as we go to the bottom of the seventh here on Care Radio.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Three outs to spare for the Oskaloosa Bears as they come up here in the bottom of the seventh inning as Cooper Everly is set to toss Jake just his 75th pitch of the game. The Mustangs got the lead right back in the top half on a wild pitch. They lead it 2-1, but you get the middle third of this Bears order. Again, needing one at least to send it to extras. Two would win it to Belka, Skurdo, and Haynes.
You got 30 pitches to work with if you're Everly before he has to come out of this game. Again, he can finish with whatever batter he's in if he meets his limit, but Oskaloosa is trying to force him out of this game. To do so, they need to score another run.
First pitch of the bottom of the seventh inning. Bends in there for a called strike. And it's no balls, 1 strike. Sabelka 0-2, a strikeout and a pop out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2.
How about the confidence right now again from Everly? When he came out on this hill with that 1-run lead again, he was throwing gas still, 75 pitches in.
Sabelka has to protect. 0-2, swing and a miss. Blew it by him with the fastball. Paulino starts the run down across the diamond. And the Bears down to 2 outs.
Confidence, confidence, confidence.
Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. There you go, brother.
That's 3 times.
We've met our mark. So if we go to extras, that's We can't say it for a little bit, but Eberle again. Two outs away from the Mustangs advancing. Here's Michael Skurto. A 2-1 D-West lead in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Skurto. In there for a called strike.
Breaking pitch. Little slider catch to the outside corner.
Command looks just as good now as it did to start the game. Eberle gets the call. Quick pitch there. Little check swing. Slow roller. Left side. Peterson charging, fielding, firing, and not in time. It's an infield hit for Michael Skurto, and a good at-bat there. And the Bears have the game-tying run at first with one out.
Game-winning run will come to the plate now for Oskaloosa as well. But Peterson...
That was a little check swing.
Yes.
And put it in play.
And Peterson kind of double-clutched that. He couldn't get a handle on it right away. The speed there of Skurto gets him to first.
Here is Tanner Haynes, who represents the game-winning run. Eberle's pitch, low and away, ball one.
See how aggressive Oskaloosa is on the base paths here. It's a quick slide step from Eberle to home. Not a whole lot of opportunity for a good jump.
Skurto at first base. They throw it back that way to keep him honest. Skurto back in safely head first. So after a strikeout by Sabelka, an infield hit for Skurto, has him at first base, one out, bottom seven. Bears need one run to send it to extras, two to win it. Little slow roller off the mound. Eberle wants to go to second. They get the first one there. On to first. It is in time! The double play ends the game! And Donovan West survives a scare in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is a 1-6-3 DP to Indyk.
Amazing play there. Playing your position off the mound by Eberle, and this pitcher's duel goes the way of the Mustangs.
That will end an incredible game as Donovan West and Valley Falls set to square up in the regional title game here in about a half hour. We'll take a quick break, come back, recap it. But Donovan West holds on. They beat Oskaloosa 2-1. Back after this here on Care Radio.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. A new school year will be here before you know it. If your kids play middle or high school sports, Kansas requires a sports physical before they can start practice this fall. Take care of it early and avoid the last-minute scramble. This summer, Amberwell is offering 3 sports physical events in June and August at Amberwell Atchison and in July at Amberwell Hiawatha. Registration is required and must be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. The physicals are offered at a flat $25 rate, payable with cash or card only. Register now and be ready to play.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To it here in Valley Falls, 6:05, scheduled first pitch for the Class 2-1A Regional Championship. It'll be the Valley Falls Dragons and the Donovan West Mustangs, and we saw an absolute banger. In game number two, as the Mustangs pulled it out by a 2-1 final over the Oskaloosa Bears. Brandon Tabb and Jake Spaulding, Ray Penning in studio. Just a quick recap before we get it back to the studio. Ray will keep you busy for about 25 or so minutes, and then we'll get you set for that regional title game with D-West and Valley Falls. But again, a 2-1 final, an absolute pitcher's duel, which we kind of talked about early on. A lot of the parents that we talked to said expect a pitcher's duel in this game, and that's exactly what we got. But at the end of the day, a 1-1 game going into the seventh inning and a wild pitch. Who would have thought that was going to be the game-winning run for Donovan West? But starting with Oskaloosa's Hunter Miller, he reached that pitch count. You know, he threw a lot of pitches in that first inning, really settled in, but he goes 6 1/3. The one run allowed after he was pulled, unearned. 11 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits, 6+ innings. So start with him, boy. Kind of a shaky start, but he really settled in for 4 and change after that.
When you throw 23 pitches in the first inning, you give up a run. You know, again, that's a lot of pitches in one inning. However, he really still pitched pretty well in that first inning. But after that, you mentioned it, he settled in. He found command of his off-speed pitches. He didn't throw a single off-speed pitch for the first 3 batters and then found it throughout the rest of the game. Confidence is brewing. And as a pitcher, you've got to have a little swagger, too. You've got to have some confidence in what you got in your arsenal, because you got to be able to throw inside, outside, up in the zone, down in the zone with your fastball, for one. And then you need at least 2 more pitches at this level to be successful. He threw 2-seam fastball, 4-seam fastball. I can see a slider. I saw a 12-6 curve. And then his changeup. So he had a good repertoire. Again, you read that stat line and you hear that,
you would think Oskaloosa won the game.
That's a win. Exactly.
100%.
But on the flip side, we're going to talk about the great pitching from Donovan West as Cooper Everly. He was phenomenal.
He was efficient as it gets. Really didn't come close to that pitch count. He kept it low throughout the day. Goes all 7 innings, 10 strikeouts and no walks. 4 hits allowed as well.
No walks. He kept himself 24 pitches below the pitch limit as well. So with the Acacia rule of 105 per day, he's able and available in this championship game. But again, he hit spots, man. He lived on that outside corner. Give credit again to Hayden Paulino behind the dish, because he's the one that's calling the pitches and setting up the locations. That's step one. Step two, pitchers got to execute, and everybody did that.
Well, the 3 runs combined, it was off and running early, as Donovan West got an RBI single by Hayden Paulino in that top of the first inning, and it stayed 1-0 all the way into the bottom of the sixth inning. And then it was number 9 in the order for Oskaloosa, Lusa, Catch Perry, a solo home run that was well over the fence and left, got this place rocking, tied the game. But D. West again in the seventh, getting a couple base runners on early, but a wild pitch scoring that game-winning run.
Again, I feel bad for Heston because he came in a really tough spot. Again, as a pitcher, you got to have that blank out the noise mentality. You got to be able to focus. But he comes in with bases loaded, the go-ahead run at third, and
just one out in the inning,
and your batter is showing a bunt. Okay, when a batter's showing bunt as a pitcher, this is what I teach my kids. This is what I was taught as a kid as well. When you see a bunt square, you don't want to give up the bunt. You throw at the batter. Okay, back them off, or you hit them, and they go to first base. The bunt is not going to be in play. He had nowhere to put his players, so bases were loaded, and it's just a mental thing. When you see that bunt square, you cannot throw it straight to the bat. So he threw it around it as his attempt. It went past the catcher Miller, and that's how the winning run is scored. And you also feel for Miller a little bit, too, because he was out there on that bump for six and a third of an inning. Now throw on the gear and become a catcher. You said it earlier in the broadcast, arguably one of the toughest positions to play in all sports.
Felt like a Royals starting pitcher, right?
Yeah.
You're just excellent, and yet your team comes up a run short.
You just can't score.
You just live to fight another day. But great game. Get you the final lines here. It's Donovan West and Valley Falls. Valley Falls the one seed, Mustangs the three seed in this 8-team bracket, but it's down to the final two with the winner advancing to the 2-1A state tournament next week in Great Bend. Donovan West, their 18th win of the year, a 2-1 final over Oskaloosa in this semifinal. Mustangs here today in this one, two runs, four hits, one error. They left four men on base. Oskaloosa, again, a great season, but it comes short of the title game. The record ends with an 18-7 mark. One run, four hits, two errors, and they left two on base. Again, Jake, Ray, Brandon with you. Don't go anywhere. 6:05, first pitch scheduled between Valley Falls and Donovan West. One of the two off to Great Bend next week. Hang with us. Regional title game after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like start.